Welcome everyone to the first episode of Being Great at Life. I know you're asking yourself, what is this podcast about? This podcast is just as the title says. It is to help you being great at life. How will I do that? So each episode, I'll provide you with tools and techniques to help you being great at life. I can't guarantee your life will change drastically, but I can guarantee you will be on your way to being great at life. How can I make this guarantee? So let me tell you a little bit about me and how I stumbled into the self-help motivation space. Just like you, I felt like something was missing from my life. So to fulfill that missing void, I read books, went to seminars, but still something was missing. And that's when it finally dawned on me. What good is knowledge if we don't use it? And I'm going to repeat that again, folks, because I think there's some of you out there that need to hear this multiple times. What good is knowledge if we do not use it? So each and every episode, I'll share with you tools and techniques to take your life to the next level. But like anything in life, it is worthless unless you use it and do it consistently. Consistency is the key. And a good example of this is New Year's resolutions. One of the biggest New Year's resolutions that people make all the time is going to the gym. Myself, I think I do it every year. And the thing is this, is that we're not consistent of it. But, you know, you have to love the media because right about little bit before New Year's, probably around end of November, going into middle of December, you'll start seeing on TV and the radio, they're advertising for the gyms for us to get in there, New Year's resolution. That's because studies have shown, folks, that for 70% of the New Year's resolutions that we make, we usually break within the first 30 days because we're not consistent. And the gym is the key example of that, where we'll make the resolution, but we'll go probably for a week or so, and then that's it. We're not consistent with it. And just like exercise, folks, being great at life, it's all about consistency. You have to constantly do. You have to do it on a regular basis. It has to turn into like your religion. It's like working out. So guys, if you want to get those big biceps, and females, if you're looking to get a washboard stomach, you can't just do 50 crunches one day and think that you're going to get washboard stomach. No, come on. That's ridiculous. Guys, you can't do 10 curls and think your biceps are going to be great and defined and everything. No, it's consistency. You have to do it on a regular basis. You have to do it 2, 3, 4 times a week. And then after that, when you're at a point where you're comfortable with it and you start seeing the gains, that's when you start going a little harder. Instead of 10, you're now doing 15 curls. Instead of 50 crunches, ladies, to get the washboard abs, you're now doing, 100 crunches a day. So that's what it means to being great at life and taking your life to the next level, is that you don't settle. You go to that next level once you've achieved that success or you start seeing gains. You then level up your life. So you can constantly have success in life and continue down that road of being great at life. So if you're looking to take your life to the next level, subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and other social media outlets that are there. And you also don't want to miss the words of wisdom myself and my guests will be provided in each and every episode. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast, wherever you get your podcast from, be it from the Apple Store, Podbean, definitely sign up there. So let me go into my background a little bit, tell you a little bit about me. So I have worked for over 20 years for some of the most innovative organizations in the world in the areas of talent acquisition, talent management, and development. And during my career, I've helped many people take their careers to the next level and drastically improve their lives. I have not always succeeded in everything that I've done in life. I've failed more than I've succeeded, but I think I've learned a lot. And there are three valuable lessons that I've learned from all my failures. And let me just unpack it and share it with you guys. So, number one, not to make the same mistake twice. And I think some of us definitely need to actually adhere to that. If we know something is not working and we see it there, why do we constantly go back to it? I think, was it Einstein that said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result? So I think a lot of us need to adhere to that one. Number two, getting back up after my failures. I think it's only human nature that when we do fail, sometimes we want to sit there and feel sorry for ourselves. That's good, as long as we don't wallow in self-pity and let it hold us down, and we're still there a year later, just there, just wallowing in that failure. You know, shake it off and let's go. I know sometimes in life it seemed like you keep on getting hit by one car, and then you get hit by another car, then all of a sudden, boom, it's a bus that hits you. And then, oh man, the bus hits you onto a train track, and boom, it's a train that hits you. And it's like, when is it going to stop? But you know what, folks? It will stop, and it will get better. And that's the thing about getting back up, is not giving up as well. And then the third point that I want to make, and the third lesson that I've learned, is moving on after your success. And I know some of you are scratching your heads and thinking to yourself, how can he group moving on after your success as a failure? So give me a chance. Give me a chance before you say I'm not going to subscribe or listen to this podcast anymore. So just give me a chance with this one. Hear me out. I have some friends and family members that live in the success they've had 20, 30 years ago. It is like their life did not move from that one moment in time when they achieved success. But time did go on, but they're stuck in the past living in that one glory moment. They did not use the success to push them to the next level in life. They did not level themselves up. So I'm gonna give everyone a good example of this. Now, I love TV shows, and I think the 80s were some of the best time for TV shows. And there's this one wonderful TV show that I used to love. And the main character, he was a shoe salesman. And he didn't live his life to the fullest. And he had a success when he was in high school. And he just clinged on to his success. And it's what he tells everyone. And that's what his life story is about and everything. But you know, he never moved on. So his success when he was in high school is that he scored four touchdowns in one game when he was at Polk High. Some of you are probably laughing right now because you know the show Married with Children, the main character is Al Bundy. I'm not knocking shoe salesmen. I know some people who are shoe sales individual. You know, I want to be politically correct. I'm trying to figure out what is the correct terminology now? Well, anyway, they're very successful at selling shoes. I even know a friend that gets close to six figures selling female shoes. So I'm not knocking a shoe salesperson. What I'm knocking is how many of you are caught in that Al Bundy stage and dilemma where you're constantly living in that success you had 20 to 30 years ago. And that is a story that all your friends know about you. And they might not say it to your face, but behind your back, that's how they know you. And that's how they refer to you as, oh man, here comes John. Yeah, he's going to tell us scored four touchdown in high school football. And John is 50 years old. He went to high school, you know, 30 some odd years ago. And he's still reminiscing and living in the past. So I want to help each and every one of you achieve new stories, new successes in your life, so that you can create new stories to tell people of how you're being great at life and how you're taking your life to the next level. So join me for each and every new episode where I'll give you the tools and techniques to being great at life. I'm your host, Jerome Huggup, signing off and wishing you much success in your life. And until we meet again.